Sukkabar Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shear Esther ka cotton. What's the smallest shear of an Esther? Rameir Omer ke ego is like a walnut. Rebuda Omer ke beitza, size of an egg. And the Rav says, Alachas like Rebuda, anything that's less than the size of an egg is pasul. Same reason the Rebuda pasled a green Esther because you need a Gemar Peri, that the fruit has to fulfill its potential of what it is as a fruit. Uva Gadol, and how large can an Esther be? Kedesha Yoiches Shnaim Biado Achas Tivir Rebuda. Rebuda says that you should be able to hold two with one hand. Now, the Ran says that this can't be the Girsa, because the whole reason the Behuda asks this, the Gemara explains, because there's sometimes, since the mitzvah of the Lulav is to hold in the right hand and the Esrog in the left hand, there's sometimes that they would switch hands, and they were afraid that if an Esrog is too big, while you switch hands, you're going to drop the Esrog and passel it. So the Ran says it can't be the Girsa of two Esrogim in one hand, because what's the difference? That has nothing to do with the reason that he's passeling it. Rather, the girsa of the Mishnah has to be Kedesh Shiyeches Shneihem, not Shneim. Shneihem meaning the Esrog and the Lulav in one hand. Because if you're able to hold them both in the same hand, then we're not afraid that when you do switch from one hand to the other, that you wouldn't drop it. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afilu Echad B'Shtei Yodav. Rabbi Yossi says that even one Esrog in two hands, meaning the Esrog can be very large, you need two hands to hold it, that's still kosher. Rabbi Yossi was not choshesh that we're afraid that he's going to drop it and cause a puncture in it, and therefore passel it. And the Rav says, here the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Even though at the beginning of the Mishnah, we do hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you need the size of an egg, that's the minimum size. As far as the maximum size, we hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Rav says that even a very large Esrog is also kosher.